Hello, everybody, and welcome to Artist Corner. Today I'm joined by a special guest, Mr. Sauceman, aka Ronan.
Hello.
I'm your host, Nolan Brewer, and if you are familiar with his work, he's made music for a ton of games such as Pizza Tower, Unitrez, and his own games such as the upcoming Dust Riser. He's also a game developer with a ton of games that you can find on his website, which I'll link down in the description below. So, yeah, thanks for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
If you could start fresh when it comes to making music, what is one thing you would tell yourself in the past?
Okay, that's a pretty tough question. I would probably say take music lessons because before like starting music on Pizza Tower, I had like literally no experience making music aside from like a couple like, you know, bits and bops I made on FL Studio. And I mean, I've
Let's
also
go,
had like
FL.
a and I had like I think the most experience I've had was like I had like a virtual DJ like software like when I was a kid, and I also had like a few like music lessons in middle school, but aside from that I didn't really have that much experience. I know I've had like a little like Casio piano, like a really like the cheap ones you find at the at like junkyards, and but that was like the gist of my experience before like working on Pizza Tower, and I think like that's probably something I should have done like where earlier in life, and like just taking music lessons, because I feel like I should have done it from the start. But I mean, you know, better late than never, right?
Yeah, so when you taught yourself, did you learn a lot from YouTube, or did you use books, or what were the kind of resources that you used?
I think it was mostly self-learning, as self-taught. Because I'm still using the old FL Studio versions. I'm still sticking with like the old 2010 versions.
That's awesome.
And I think I figured out like most of it by myself, but I had like a couple of tutorials I had to follow just for like some of the more special stuff, but like the main part I think I figured out on my own. But yeah, that's like the most of what I've learned, just yeah, self-taught.
I think it's always interesting to ask that question because you realize how differently each person usually learns, because it's going to be different for everyone, right? I mean, some people learn better with lessons, some people learn through YouTube or through trial and error. And I think it's valuable to ask that question a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any games you've been playing recently that you think people should be playing?
Oh God, I'm gonna sound like a total I'm gonna sound like a total nerd, but there's well, I mean, with my friends I've been playing the old Call of Duty Black Ops games
Oh, nice.
on PC, because like, you know, like there was like the old zombies game mode, and I used to play it a lot as a kid. And I was just like, oh, you know, we should just play that again. It's like, it's super fun. It's still very fun.
Is it
But
active?
aside from that, yeah, there's still some communities playing it. It's still
Oh,
very
wow.
active, surprisingly. But I still mostly play it just with my circle of friends. But it's like, it's still like a super fresh games, super set, set fresh games, I believe. And aside from that, of everyone like AAA games, I've been playing a little bit of Chivalry 2, because that's pretty dope.
What kind of game is that?
It's like a first person, it's like medieval FPS. it's like kind of like stupid fun kind of thing, but it's pretty in depth. It's like you got a ton of like moves to do with your sword and everything. It's like pretty sick.
Sounds
And
fun.
also AoE 2, Age of Empires 2. I've been playing that
Oh,
also
nice.
with buddies.
I've heard of that one.
And Yeah, it's like I've never really been into the RTS genre before, but after playing it, I was just like, oh God, what I've been missing on? It's so good. It's like I didn't know I was gonna be into that stuff, but I am. It's like, wow, okay. It's like really cool.
Are those games more strategy based?
Yeah, but it's also about like trying to like be as efficient as you can to build an army like really quickly to get a bigger hand. But I'm still kind of bad at
I
it.
would
But
be.
it's still like, yeah, it's still like super fun to play with buddies. It's very, very fun.
It sounds like a lot
And
of fun.
yeah. It's awesome. I like to play as the Franks, of course. And another game, I've been it's been Gremlins Inc., which is like a fun tabletop game.
Like the name.
It's like I mean, I wouldn't say it's like Monopoly. It's like a game about money and everything. But it's like a tabletop game that was ported to PC, and it's like you try to get as like many points as possible. But it's I mean I can't I'm sorry because I explain things really bad.
Oh, no
But
problem. I do that too.
I would just say like just go on Steam and check it out because it's like a very good like game to like screen your friends with.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Yes, it's very good.
When it comes to your music, I've noticed that a lot of the titles are pretty interesting. And I was wondering what kind of process goes into making the titles for the game or the music. Does that come before the game, or does it kind of depend on each song that you make?
Well, most of the songs, for instance, for Pizza Tower were named during development. And I mean, for like when I just listen to it to like a song, I'm just like, what would be like a good name for it? And I mean, it's just like the first thing that comes to mind, that's just gonna be the title, because I don't really put that much fun into it. But like I would say like the more elaborate t titles that was just people on like the old Discord that would just like su su suggest them to me, and I was just like, oh, you know what, that sounds pretty cool. Let's just name the song that, because
Yeah.
I'm pretty bad with song names.
I mean, the names of songs can be the simplest things ever, but if they fit, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, totally.
Was your artist name Mr. Sausman chosen after working on Pizza Tower, or did you already use it prior to that?
It was before Pizza Tower, so it was just a stroke of luck. I've had people ask me this before too. Yeah, it's very weird, but yeah, that was like a name I came up with a friend, like playing a game, and just like, oh yeah, Mr. Sausman, for no reason at all. It's just completely random, and it's that's for some reason, pizza sauce, for some reason that stuck. So,
It
but
sounds kind
yeah,
of silly when you first hear it, but it's also kind of cool. Mr. Sauceman. And whenever I think of it, I think of it in a deep voice.
Mr. Shush, man. Yeah.
In other interviews, you've stated before that the way you got on the project was by emailing McPig and sending him your song Time for a Smackdown, which eventually got changed upon over time. Have there been any other songs that got changed upon over the course of the game's development? For Pizza Tower?
Yeah, I mean, originally it was Pizza Time that I sent to Pig.
Oh, sorry, my
Yeah,
mistake.
no problem. I think that I mean yes, yeah, a lot of the songs. It's kind of pickle you put me here because just a lot of the songs changed. All of them basically, like I'll say like the songs from like 2018. Those were the. Like the ones that were kept in were the ones that like had to be changed like the most, because like I would because like I said, it's like I was still like a beginner at like music composing, so I had to like update them as I grew as a composer, because I was still like learning from the craft, and I was figuring out, oh yeah, this sounds bad, I should change it. Oh, this one's pretty good, I'll just keep that. And I think one of the songs that changed the most was like, yeah, that was pizza time basically, and also maybe there was also for maybe like a for a few toppings more. That was like one of the songs that like was your originally just gonna be like a bonus track. I mean, it still is, but yeah, I still, you know, it's like that's the kind of song. It's like it kept getting updated. Same for the death that I deserve, Yoli. That kept just changing like over the years. Even like towards like the end of the of development, that I had to like just updated it. But yeah.
Nice. Do you do that same thing when it comes to the other games you work on, or do you think you spend less time than you did on
That's
that
interesting.
project?
Yeah, no, I just realized, you know, I don't update the other songs as much. I think because Pizza Tower has been working on for I've been working on it for like for so long. I had like that was the soundtrack I had to do the most changes to. But like other stuff like Dust Riser, that I had like a couple songs like updated. But other than that, like no, usually like what I make now, that's just the final thing. Cause I, you know, I'm now I'm like, oh yeah, I think this is good enough. It's like when I listen to something that I made, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. Like I'll just leave it as it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask how long you usually spend on your music, or does it just change over time?
Well, I'll say this: I don't make as many songs. I mean, like the ratio of like output I put into songs, like, I mean, I don't know. I can't. I forgot to English today. Like, I don't put out as many songs, like I'd say, like per month as I used to, but I still put like a lot of like time. I've more time into them than I used to before, because I've figured out. Oh yeah, it's like I figured out about this big thing that is mastering, which I wasn't very good at. And so like that takes me a little longer, and also like coming up with like better melodies, that's also like a big deal with me, because I still like sometimes like I like to settle on like simpler melodies, but I also want to go for like the extra mile and like do something that's actually coherent, and it takes a little longer, because I'm usually like when I get like the first draft of a song, I'm not usually like super satisfied, so I like to just keep doing it until I get something that I'm pretty happy with.
It's funny you mentioned mastering. I had some questions on that I want to ask. When it comes to mastering for video game music, do you have to focus a lot on the LUF at all? Or,
LUEF. You mean the LFO or
yeah, wait, LUF, I think it's called LUF. Loudness, or just the general loudness of a track, I guess.
Oh, well, I had like a music buddy of mine like just like teach me about this, like something a concept like that I didn't know like people used to do, where it's like some parts of the song like should be like made quieter, like literally like take the master like knob and just like turn it down slightly. And then, like for like the more intense part of the song, like just raise it, because I didn't know that was done, and that was like until pretty recently that I figured, oh yeah, you can do that, and it's like it's not seen as a bad thing. I'm just like okay, because I to me like I it's like oh wow okay I just learned about that. I'm still learning some things to this day,
Do you think that?
and
Oh, sorry.
yeah no go ahead,
I was just gonna ask, do you think that with music that we're always gonna be learning things until we
yeah
die?
totally. There's always something to learn. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think one of the best examples is probably like Daft Punk, because these guys started as like electronic heavy, like and then they moved on to sampling and then to electronic again, but like in a different form, and then like this whole like orchestra thing they did for Tron and Random Access Memories. It's like it's crazy. Like they kept on learning. They were never like masters of their own craft, and that's what's so amazing about them. And that to me, like that's like a really good example to follow.
Yeah. I think honestly, the hard part is kind of just accepting that we're not going to know everything. That's what I think about a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Looking at your website, it really fits the vibes of a lot of the things you make. I was wondering, was there anything in particular that inspired the design of it?
I mean, if you go on like the old GeoCities websites, I think that's like the gist of it. It's just like really corny 90s like personal websites that people will make back in the day. That's basically like the inspiration behind it. But I'm don't tell this to anybody, but I'm redoing the website. But I'm still gonna keep like the 90s like feel to it, which it's like it's yeah. But
I love
it's
it.
like yeah.
It Also, don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Don't
No,
worry about that.
I mean, like, you can keep this in.
Sorry, can I think for a second?
Yeah.
Would you say that music production books have ever been helpful to you? If you've ever looked at any?
No, I haven't read any. No, I haven't really read of this anything of this sort.
Do you read at all for music tips online or anything?
Yeah, sometimes I go look on forums and stuff like that, especially on some Discords. But I mean, I do that less now because I think like I think I can, you know, I don't want to say like I'm good enough now, but I'm
You've
still
gotten
like
comfortable. Or not even that, I don't know.
it's I think it's mostly just like if I find like a new VST or something, I'm just like, oh awesome, I'm just gonna download it right now. But I think that's like yeah most of what I do and like just like reading up about music and stuff. Because
Sorry.
yeah, go ahead,
Do you
sorry.
use a lot of free VSTs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like the gist of my library actually. It's still like free sound fonts and stuff, but I do have for like my more professional things now, I do use a lot of hardware synthesizers. Because I feel like there's more of a, I would say like analog. I mean, obviously they're analog a synthesizer, but I would it's more it sounds a bit more natural to me, rather compared to like a VST that comes like for free that you can.
Would you mind sharing what hardware synth you use?
I think the one I use the most is the Korg MS-20. That's like the old synth from the 70s. I still use it a lot. It's kind of it's very limited because it's mono, so you can't do like poly, so you can't like hit as many keys. You know, you can just only press one. But it's still like a
It
very
looks
fun
cool.
synth. Yeah, it's so fun. You can do a lot of sounds with it, surprisingly. It's very, I guess you could say modular. It's really awesome. I love that thing. And I've also recently got a talk box, the Harley Benton talk box, and it's pretty fun to play around. My neighbors hate it, but it's very fun.
Does your creative process change when you use hardware compared to digital?
Usually when I work with hardware, I use sequencers a little more, so the melodies tend to be more repetitive, so I tend to like go for look for something that you know tries to hit a gets a little more punch, I would say. But a way to circumvent this is to like just hook up a USB to MIDI cable, and I just like compose on FL Studio and then like transcribe the MIDI to the hardware synths that support the MIDI cable. But not all of them do, so I have to still like play live for some of the things. Yeah.
It's interesting too, because there'd be no grids or anything, and
Yeah.
it makes it sound a lot more human, because it
Definitely.
is.
Yeah. So for some of the stuff I've been doing now, I've been moving away from like doing MIDI stuff and just playing the stuff live. So you know it's because I feel like there's you definitely lose on that human element for like for playing notes, even if it's something like just as small as like a tiny little delay and where the notes are supposed to be played. It's like to me, it's very important.
Yeah. Have you ever had an OP1 or thought about getting one? Have
An OP1?
you heard of that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's kind of this portable synth that it's really tiny. I don't know how to explain it. This is what we were talking about
OP1.
earlier. I'm also bad at explaining stuff.
Oh, is that the teenage engineering
Yeah, that
thing?
one.
I've seen these before. Oh yeah, that's awesome. I think I've I would definitely love to get one of these. It's kind of very unusual looking, but it's still like it looks pretty fun. I don't know what kind of synth it is. Is it mono?
I need to learn more about that stuff, actually. Is it, what's the difference between a monosynth and there's a polysynth too, right?
Yeah. Mono usually means there's only one oscillator. Usually, because I think the MS-20 has two. Yeah, it has two oscillators, but it's like combined, so you can only still play just one note. But it differs for some synths. But I'm not sure. I don't know about this OP1 thing, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, there's also the cool cal effect on it. That's one of the iconic
Cow
things about
effect.
it. Yeah. If you look up o OP1 cal effect, it's funny.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But yeah, actually I had one a while ago and then I sold it for the piano I have back here because I wanted
Oh.
an upgrade. But
Is it, do you think it's better?
I think this is better for me personally, but it kind of depends on your situation. I mean, if you already have a piano and if you want to get an
Yeah, I guess
OP1.
if you're gonna like compose stuff, I think like it's probably better to use that rather than like the tiny little
Yeah.
keyboard.
Before I had a piano and I played piano since I was a kid, but I had a digital piano and I wanted to get this MIDI piano. But yeah. Listening to the soundtrack of Dust Riser, I notice it has a big difference compared to Pizza Tower in terms of the vibe. Can I ask what types of media inspired the soundtrack?
A lot was taken from French house from the 90s and early 2000s. So obviously like names like Daft Punk, Justice, Mr. Wazo, come up a lot. And also like a lot of like early synth like Kraftwerk. That's like a lot of stuff I'm into. And there's also like a little bit of a like 90s jungle. This is like the drum and bass things. I
Nice.
feel like that's like, I wouldn't say it's corny, but like it's definitely like of its era, and I still like love that stuff. It's like it's I still think like that's still a very relevant genre to this day,
Yeah.
because it's still there's still people like doing like playlists of like a 90s house like jungle, click on it. So 1 hour of nonstop. I think like that's so awesome that
My
people
friend
still
sent
listen
me
to
one he
that.
made the other day.
Oh really? It's so fun to make also, because like there's also like a lot of packs that let you just like extract the samples and like
Yeah.
let you like fiddle with them. Like straight up from the 90s. Like it's still like there's some OG stuff you can get these days. Like stuff from the era, and it still sounds amazing. Like you can do so much with like just like simple like a little pad that they give you. It's like, oh, you can just can bappity boop it, and it's fun.
I love the beepity boops.
It's fun to bappity boop.
That's what music really is, just a bunch of beepity boops.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you go on archive.org to find those kind of samples?
That's what I used to do, but now I've started to. I mean, it's been a while actually, but for like everything that I've made that like commercially, and it's like I've downloaded, I've bought everything. So,
Oh, nice. Yeah.
even the stuff that is like pretty hard to find, I still like try to find like the eBay auction, and just snag it real
Dang.
quick.
Do you have to put a lot of hours into that research at all?
Well, usually I just stumble upon it. If the preview I look up, it looks cool, I'm just like, oh, you know what? I might just get it because it sounds pretty cool. It's like I
Nice.
don't usually like just search for it. I just like stumble upon it.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten inspired by things you wouldn't have expected to be inspired by, such as inanimate objects, places, food, or other things?
That's a very interesting question. Would that be related to like just music or like any other?
Music or game development, honestly. I think it'd all be interesting to learn about.
For like I would say like the thing I can think about is probably Dust Riser's like visuals and like lore-ish things. Because I grew up in an area of France that's like not really super French. It's like it's Brittany, and it's like it's got like its own like little like culture. And we all we're it's also like it's what I like to call like the D&D zone of France, because it's like it's got so much like myth and legends that are like super dope. And I'm just like that inspired a lot of the elements of Dust Riser. For instance, like we've got like little like elves that we call like the I mean little gnomes or whatever called the Corrigans, and that's in the game in Dust Riser. I just made like my little twist on it, and like the concept of like a like sunken city and stuff, and a lot of the names from like of like the enemies and stuff like that comes from like Britain mythology. And it's like I feel like that's not something that's been done before, so I just tried, oh, you know what, they'll be pretty unique.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'll be honest, I feel bad about this. I haven't played the game yet, but I did listen to the
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's
soundtrack.
okay. Yeah, I mean I would say to be fair, I would say like it's more of a game that accompanies the soundtrack
I love that,
rather than any.
honestly.
Yeah. Because it's like I made this whole like electronic thing of just like, oh, where do I put it? You know what, this game I'm working on, just put that
Don't
in there. And I think it fits pretty well.
know if you've ever
Yeah.
heard. Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I don't know if you've ever heard of Yume Nikki before,
Oh yeah,
but
that was
that.
actually one of the inspirations, yeah,
Oh, nice. Yeah,
for
I was
Dust
literally
Riser.
looking at it and thought, this reminds me of Yume Nikki.
Yeah,
I've
it's like I just love that brand of weird.
Flush back
Oh
there.
yeah, I noticed it. Yeah. I
Yeah,
love it.
it
Is it the fan gamer one?
is.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I've got
I can use
the
this as a
Pepino
business
plush.
expense
Okay.
since it's on this
Yes, it's on the show. Yeah.
show.
Just go to your bank. Yeah, sorry. This is business expense. I just had to have it.
That's literally the thing I was thinking about recently. If I just have it in the background.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, this is a joke. I don't think I can get in trouble for this, right?
As long as you purchased it with your personal bank
I
account, I
did.
think you should be good. Okay, good. I think it gets into hot waters if you purchase it with your with your like company credit card.
Oh, I don't even have that, so we're
Oh,
good.
yeah, but you're
When
good.
it comes to being creative, do you think that being present in the moment is really important?
What is it? I'm not sure if I present in the moment as in like I'm not sure.
I think what I mean is just not letting distractions take over you, so your phone or social media.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh, that stuff is terrible. Yeah, I usually there was a time like a couple years back where I would try to like replace all my like modern software with like really old versions of what they used to be. Like for instance, like I had this horrible plan of like replacing Discord with IRC chat zones, and that didn't go very far because oops, I still have people that I talk to on it, but. I still like I would say like try to distance myself from it because I know it's like a huge nuisance to like creativity. I mean there's some stuff I find online that's like for instance on YouTube that's like pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
Like people like doing like sick like little songs and stuff. It's pretty cool. But aside from that, there's not really a whole lot that can like inspire. I think it's the best thing you can do is just like just go outside, I guess. Touch
Yeah.
grass, you'll find inspiration, basically.
What are some things you do to get yourself off of it when you go outside? If you don't mind sharing.
I usually spend a lot of time at the gun range.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you love about doing that?
I usually shoot like black powder guns and stuff, and that inspired me a lot for like the gunplay in the Dust Riser, because I'm a big like ancient like weaponry buff. I love like old revolvers. I actually like have a couple revolvers now. I own a couple. It's like super fun to like just like find out like how like cowboys used to like use guns and stuff. Like that's I love that so much.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
It's like I love like old like pre-1900 revolvers. Like it's like I have like a couple. I mean, I have like reproductions that don't really fire, but like, yeah, it's still like super fun. It's like I love the old designs too. It's still very, very cool.
I think I heard in another interview that you were a Red Dead Redemption fan, too.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Do you get inspiration from that for your games?
I think the story was like really inspiring for me, because it's one of the only like modern games that I've played through. I was just like, holy crap, the story is like amazing, and like I could really relate to the characters. It's like it's they're really like it really it's like interesting like personalities, and I was just like, wow, it's like I you can very rarely find that, I feel like, these days. I mean, there's still like some good meetup coming out, but I still feel like, yeah, like Red Dead 2 was like one of the best like medias I've seen like lately. So I was just like obsessed with it for a while.
Do you play the online?
Yeah, a little bit with my a couple friends.
Nice. Yeah, I used to play that a bit. I haven't played it in a while, but this talk made me actually want to play it again.
It's super fun. I wish they would still like update the online.
Oh, I've heard it's awful with that.
It's yeah, I mean they're still like doing like challenges or whatever, but it's like it's not really anything new.
When it comes to making your music, do you have to pay attention to the mixing a lot?
That's usually when I'm about to like wrap up the music, like the composition rather. 'Cause usually when I first like start working on it's like there's some instruments that it usually overpowers it, but it's usually just a draft, so I just like leave it as is. But as it comes along, when it like becomes like more assembled, I would say it's like I try to like pay way more attention to the mixing before it sounds like the like for instance, like if you listen to like the early versions of Pizza Time, you'll notice like the guitar is just like super loud for no reason. And that's something that I learned, as I think I just gotta start paying attention to it.
Speaking of the guitars, when I listen to the music in the game, I notice it sounds for it being MIDI, I notice that it sounds kind of realistic, or not realistic, but more polished. I was wondering, do you play an actual guitar for the guitar parts?
For like the backing and like some of the like lead, yeah, that was real guitars, real bass. Except for Pizza Mayhem, that was Jackknife, which was a pretty good buddy of mine. That was like when I was kind of really bad at playing guitar, but I've since learned a little more, learned to play it. And yeah, well, like everything, yeah, so that's basically it. Yeah, so like most of the guitars, it's just the real guitars, aside from like a couple that are like still MIDIs.
Can I ask how you've set up your guitar for MIDI? Do you have to have an audio interface for that?
Yeah, I have like a Focusrite box thingy,
Nice. I use the
and
solo.
oh no, I think that's the same one as me, actually. Is it the one with like the microphone input and microphone input?
Yeah, I can show
Hey, yeah, that's exactly it then.
it.
Nice.
Let's go.
Nice.
Is there anything we can look forward to when it comes to your upcoming game, Dustrizer, that you can tell us about?
Right now it's on the back burner, because I've been working on some other stuff. I'm not sure if I can talk about it here,
No worries.
but yeah, it's for now it's a bit on the back burner, but I'm still gonna finish it sometime in my lifetime. Not sure when it's gonna come out, but I mean, like, the demo is like, I would say like a third of it, because it's like, it's still gonna be a very short game. Like, I don't plan for it to be very long. It's just that, you know, making like every single render and like by hand, it's like it takes a really long time. So I'm just like, oh, it's kind of discouraging.
Do you
So,
have any
but I mean,
more
it's, yeah.
music planned for it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I still have a lot that's like, I was like finished when the demo was made, but I still haven't released it.
Can I ask the
Yeah, go for it.
question? I wanted to ask, have you seen the Pizza Tower's spreadsheet for all the samples?
Yes. I have seen it, and it's pretty accurate. There's a few details that are, there's like very few details that are like wrong, but like most of it is like super accurate, like very scarily accurate. I have no idea how they found out about this stuff, but I was like super impressed.
Are there any obscure samples that they should know about for the game? If you wouldn't mind sharing.
No. Okay, that would be like the evil answer, but I actually have a couple. There was this guy that ripped me like the one of like a very old DS game. I forgot the name of it. Like a sound font of like a unreleased DS game, and I think I've used like maybe like the tambourine in that in the song. I'm not sure, but it's like, or I think I'm mixing something, but I know that there's like a sound font that I don't think many people have, because that's just, it's just a buddy of mine that like ripped it, but I think that's it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you grow up playing any of the games that Pizza Tower was inspired by, such as Wario Land?
Yeah, totally. I actually grew up with a GBA, and I had the Wario Land 4 on it. And as a kid, I was just like so weirded out by it. Like, I was like, what is this? Is this like, this is not Mario? Who is this guy? And but I still played it, and I beat it, and it was just like, that was like one of the best games I have had, when I was a kid. And I've also had a couple SNES games, but I never played Earth from James Sadly. Neither did McPig, by the way, I think. I'm not sure. I need to check that. But yeah. But I mostly grew up with like the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and yeah, and like the Nintendo DS.
Nice. I did too, actually. I heard in another interview that I think you're a fan of Phalanx.
Yeah, Phalanx or Freelanx.
Did you get inspiration from that at all, from your work?
Yeah, totally. Especially like composition wise, it was a huge like, 'cause I that was one of the games I played the most as a kid, because it's like, it's very I mean, it's probably not as hard as you think, but it's, as a kid, I was just like, I couldn't beat it. I could never beat it. And but like, composition wise, like the music like stuck with me, even though it's like a really obscure title. It's like, it's still like, I still think about it, 'cause it's like, it's still like very, like, to me, it's like the prime example of like really good, like arcade, like music, and I think that's awesome.
Do you know any arcades that are still active in real life?
No, there's none near me, I don't think.
Are there Dave & Buster's over
No, we've
there?
got none of that. Fun is not allowed in France. But I mean, it's like, I think the only big arcade I've been to was like in the States, but like that's about it. There was like a, it was a Five Nights at Freddy's like thing going on. One of them, I'm not sure what was happening there,
Fundraise at
but
Freddy's.
that was one of that was I think that was like right after like the movies released.
Oh, did you see that? I didn't.
I did. I thought it was really good.
Oh, nice. I've heard
Yeah,
mixed things about it.
I thought like the like people were like, "Oh, the story's not so good," but everything. But I thought it was pretty good, actually. I mean, it's not really that much of a horror movie. It's not super scary. I mean, somebody's head gets chopped off. It's like it's off screen, but it's like I still think it's pretty good. It's got like good morals, I would say. It's like a good like ah. Guess I'll take inspiration from Mr. Freddy Man. So I still think it's a pretty good watch, but yeah.
Yeah. Did it have a good atmosphere in it?
I would say like yeah, anything that's in the like going on like in the restaurant is like really well done. But like I also like the choice of like not having like any like modern like phones and stuff like that. Like in the movie, like you'll see like. I think it's like the brother who's like a real old like crappy telephone. I love that. I love that touch. It's like to me like if any movie has like an iPhone or something like a brand new like mobile phone, I'm just like it's kind of takes you out because like it's like what everyone has to do these days. Because like
Yeah.
yeah, it takes away from like the escapism, I guess.
It's interesting. I didn't think about that before, but I guess I relate to that too.
Yeah. It's to me it's like if the less like stuff like from every day you see in a movie like the better honestly.
Speaking of movies, are there any movies that you have gotten inspired for too?
I would say oh that's I need to look that up because I mean I'm not a huge movie watcher but the few I've seen I mean I think just give me a second. I need to drink.
Yeah, no worries.
I think like Tron, like the movie from the 80s and like the new one from like 2010 are like some of the biggest inspirations because those are like that's kind of what made me like the big nerd that I am nowadays. Because I want to make computers. And it's like there's like a whole movie about computers. And it's like awesome. it's like I think I've seen the new movie before I've seen the old one. Because I was like I think I was like 10 years old when the new movie came out. So this is like 2010 or something. But it's like to me these movies stuck me because like it's still like super fun to like the concept of like being like a little guy and then like in a virtual world or whatever. Like I think that's pretty cool. And aside from that, like I would say like music, I mean movies with like really good soundtracks also stick with you really good.
Oh yeah.
For instance, like a movie with God, I need to think. Yeah, Drive with Ryan Gosling. That's like it's got like the Kerensky music. It's super good.
I remember when that movie was memed. Or really, most movies with Ryan Gosling have memes of them.
Yeah. Also, did I say Kerensky? I mean
Did you?
Kavinsky.
I think you
Yeah.
did.
But yeah, it's like movies that with like really good soundtracks are like. It's those are like you think about those more often than you do with like movies that don't really have a very memorable soundtrack, I would say.
Have you ever seen Inception?
Actually, yeah, I've seen it.
I think that's a great movie with good music. I mean, it's Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, I mean any movie with like Hans Zimmer is like you're gonna remember the soundtrack for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Inception, I remember like when it was the craze to like watch that movie. I mean, I was still very young, but I was just like I kept hearing like people like much older than me go like, "Ah, this movie's super hard to understand. What's going on? It's like it's going inside like people's brains or whatever." It's like, and then like I watch it. I mean, I watch it like years later. And I'm just like, "What? It's a super movie, simple movie to follow. What do you mean?"
Yeah.
It's
I thought the story was easy to follow too.
yeah.
But Did you know that movie got inspired by anime?
I did not know that.
There's an anime called, let me see if I can remember the name. I'm trying to think of it. I'll just look up Inception anime. Oh, it's Paprika.
But I did not know about
I've
this
seen the
Inception.
movie, but I forgot the name.
Paprika.
It's actually really good. I mean, I don't know if you're an anime fan, but
Not that much, but I do watch a couple like anime movies, not usually TV shows, but movies.
What were the
No, I
most
did
recent
not
ones
like
you
this.
watched?
I mean, you mean like anime stuff in general?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't, I can't really think of, no, I can't think of the last one I've watched. I think it was probably Akira. I think I've seen it with friends not too long ago, but that's it. But I mean, it's like it's a rewatch. I've already seen it
Yeah.
a couple times.
I still need to see that one.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a movie that's gonna like stick with you for a very long time.
Yeah, I gotta see that.
Mm.
Are there
There's
any?
also,
Oh,
oh
sorry.
yeah, go for it. Yeah,
No, you can
sorry.
go.
I was gonna say like there's also like theme park music. I don't know if that's very much related to like what you were asking, but like a lot of like I know like Disneyland how that has like a couple rides that have like really like good music for like no reason, and it's like it's very inspiring. Like
I think you're right when you say that Disney rides have great music for no reason. Because I remember being a kid and being on Space Mountain, I think, and hearing music that just blew my mind.
yeah. Usually there's like no music on roller coasters, and so like it's like to have some, it's like it's really cool. There's
Yeah.
like it's like at the Florida park, I think there's like Rock and Roller Coaster, and it's like it's got like the this whole like rock stuff going on when you go on the roller coaster. That's like the most kick-ass thing ever.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Also, I just noticed the Chick Corea
Oh, you did?
poster you have. Yeah, that's awesome. I love Chick
Thanks.
Corea. The album from them I've listened to the most. If I can find them, because it's like I'm still bad with names.
Also, we can have this part in, right?
It was yeah. Beneath the Mask is like one of my favorite albums from him. It's like acid jazz thing. It's like it's so good.
Ooh.
It's
Yeah,
like
listen
I've
to that.
religiously listened to it for like a good amount of time when before.
Yeah,
I mean, not as much now, but it's still like a super awesome album. Goes
whoa.
absolutely nuts.
I love the album cover.
Yeah, it's a good
Yeah,
visual representation.
it's trippy a bit. I love all the colors.
Yeah. It's like for some reason you can hear like the MIDI. I don't know if I'm not sure. I might actually sound sure if they used MIDI in that album, but it's like some of the instruments. I'm not sure if they played it like perfectly so it sounds MIDI or if it's just like they actually used MIDI, but it's an early 90s album, so I'm not sure. I can't tell.
Maybe it's a mix of both.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I gotta listen to that later.
It's super awesome.
Well, I think that actually might be a good time to wrap up the interview.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else that you want to talk about.
Well, I guess that's yeah. I mean, we've got a new game we're working on. I mean, a new I guess just a new thing we're working on with like the Pizza Tower team, and we announced it a couple days ago. It's
I
called
saw that.
Moon. Yeah. And I can't tell what it is. I can't go into detail about it. I can't tell you guys anything. I cannot say anything
If you
about it,
do,
but
you'll get shot.
I will be shot by 10 soldiers in front of me to gonna shoot me in the head. But what I will say is that I'm still gonna make music for it. I mean, like the trailer music was made by me. But that's about it. Yeah, I'll tell you. I can't tell you what type of
That
game it is. I can tell you.
makes it more exciting.
Yeah, I guess so. It's It's I was gonna say something, but I can't say it. So I'm still very, very secret.
Yeah, no worries. And just to let everyone know, you can find Mr. Sossman's work on, I think you're on basically everywhere streaming.
Yeah.
You're on
Pretty much.
streaming and Bandcamp, and you can support his work from playing his games and Pizza Tower. And yeah, just, you can find him online in a lot of different places. I'll be leaving the links to his work in the description below too, so you can check him out. And yeah, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to
Well, I think that, yeah, that's about it.
that. Thanks again so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking to you.
It was a lot of fun being interviewed. It was very fun. Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks everyone for listening or watching.
Bye
Love you guys. Love you, Ronan.
bye.